Family Home Evening, The Do-Gooders Club, by Laurie Mortensen. Based on an experience from the author's family. Give then as Jesus gives, there is something all can give. Children's Songbook, page 236. Do you think we'll ever finish? I asked Lacey as we stared at my messy bedroom. Mom says it looks like a tornado hit it. My room's been worse, Lacey replied with a giggle. I was glad Lacey was willing to help me. Not every friend would help clean up a room that looked like a disaster zone, but luckily Lacey thought that cleaning bedrooms was fun as long as it wasn't her own. I grabbed a CD and stuck it in my pink CD player. Usually I played popular music when I did my chores, but this time I put in a CD of primary music that my primary teacher had given me. In an instant, my bedroom was filled with a chorus of children singing songs like, I am a child of God, I lived in heaven, and the Church of Jesus Christ. As we placed stuffed animals in the closet, hung up my clothes, and listened to the music, a sweet spiritual feeling filled the room. Lacey wasn't a member of the church, but I could tell that she felt it too. I'd never felt the Holy Ghost this strongly before. What does your church believe in? She asked. It would have been impossible to tell her everything that I'd ever learned at home and in primary, so I just explained that we believed in Jesus Christ, the Bible, and the Book of Mormon. Then I recited the first and second articles of faith that I had memorized for my Faith in God award. I go to church, too, Lacey said. See? She showed me her necklace, which had a gold cross on it. I lifted the necklace from my shirt. We both have gold necklaces, I said, except mine says CTR. That stands for Choose the Right. We smiled at each other. Suddenly, I felt that we both needed to do something more important than just clean a room. We had to do something special. Come on, I said. Let's finish up quick so we can do something really good. Maybe we could start a do-gooders club or something, said Lacey excitedly. I know, I said. Let's make a bunch of sugar cookies and give them to our neighbors. We raced downstairs and told my mom about our idea. Can we do it? We asked. Sure, she said. Mom helped us find a recipe and get out all the ingredients. Then Lacey and I mixed, rolled, and baked until we had 6 heaping plates of cookies. We decorated them with squiggly lines of green frosting. They smell wonderful, Mom said, and they tasted good, too. Lacey and I snatched a couple of cookies, then delivered the rest to the neighbors who lived on our street. It was so fun to see the surprised looks on their face when we handed them their own big plate of warm cookies. Lacey and I practically skipped all the way back to my house. Well, I've got to go, she said. It's getting late. Okay, I'll see you later, I replied. It had been a great afternoon. Maybe Lacey could visit my church one day and sing the songs with me in primary. But in the meantime, I was glad to know that we could have fun together doing nice things for people, and that we could both feel close to Heavenly Father. Note: Laurie Mortensen is a member of the Cameron Park Ward, El Dorado, California Stake. End of note. Sidebar: Happiness comes through serving our Heavenly Father and serving our fellow men. President Thomas S. Monson, First Counselor in the First Presidency. Happiness through service. Ensign May, 1988, page 83. End of sidebar. End of the story, The Do-Gooders Club.